Oh, Gregory.
Hello. I think.
You think?
I think.
Well, do you see that we've been invaded?
I do see that, unfortunately.
Unfortunately, you know who I am? I'm Sean freaking Burkett.
When you told me that you had a surprise for me tonight, I was hoping, frankly, it was going to be a lot better than this.
I'm the greatest thing ever to happen to the Smack Daddies. Thank you, Solo, for giving me another week on this show.
Do you know what? I can actually just disconnect now.
You guys I knew you were going to say that.
You guys can cover this thing. Just go to bed, right? Like,
you're such an old man.
I know that there's people out there listening, and I know that we only have to survive these 3 hours till May or June. But please, 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 let's not do this idea again. 2 hours is fine.
No, three. It's been great.
Or do you know what? Three wouldn't be so bad if they started at 7 o'clock Eastern.
Craig, it's past Craig's bedtime.
It's long past my bedtime.
Burkhead's like, I'm in a different time zone, suckers.
Suck it.
I'm not recording here yet. I know you are, so I don't know what's going in this podcast and what's not. I never know.
I just made you a call. So we're definitely putting this in the podcast because your reaction was priceless.
I'm glad I think question mark. I don't even know.
Casting sports entertainment is Brad, the Dad, and Father Greg, the Smack Daddies.
So let's start officially. Hello, friends, and welcome to your SmackDown review for the Hub. I am Brad the Dad, and running shotgun with me is my tag team partner, Greg, Father of Elvum.
I'm not even sure I'm going to bless you tonight after this.
Why? Because we have a generational talent. Joining us.
Yes, she just won.
No, not that generation talent. Sean Burkhead is invaded the Smack Daddies podcast. I gave him a link and I forgot to change the password.
Well, that's your own damn fault. Like, how stunned are you? Seriously. You know, Burkhead is the one with the stunning takes, but that was a pretty stunned move.
Hey, look. Brad said last week, if I watch the whole show, I can be on the podcast. Go back and listen to the last week.
You know what? I did listen to last week. I listened to it actually, I think, yesterday or the day before. And you're absolutely right. That's 100% what Brad said. Now, why Brad said that, I don't know. He wasn't sure I was going to be medically cleared for tonight. Like Cody, I had to come in pretty hot here to get medically cleared. I'm just like, within the last couple of hours, getting medically cleared by our doctors to get me on this podcast. So I get it.
And Sean, as much as we do love you, I, in honor of Bob Uecker, I have to do one
thing.
Don't
you freaking dare kick me off this show. I'm a generational talent.
There you go, Greg. Merry Christmas.
That actually is, this is the best Christmas gift ever.
All right. So God bless you, Sean. Thanks for joining us and goodbye.
Are you bringing him back up though?
No.
Oh, I thought you were just temporarily just doing that and bringing him back.
No, absolutely not. He gets the Bob Uecker treatment. Goodbye. No.
Bring him back. He's already set up.
Left the weight room.
He'll be back in a second. Just message him.
I just messaged him.
Honest to God, what's better to do in Knoxville, Tennessee tonight?
Apparently everything. Greg, this was the most chaotic beginning to a show. I like how you're trying to talk him back into the podcast. While we're waiting for Sean, if he's coming back, this is a spoiler alert. We'll know by the time the podcast airs, but no, none of our listeners will. I'm going to hit the news stinger and let's cover some news before we get into 3 hours of SmackDown. Greg's like, what? Hey, Greg, did you see that WWE and TNA signed a deal?
I heard that.
So are you excited?
Why don't you tell me more about it, Brad?
They signed an exclusive deal for the next two years, where TNA talent, TNA wrestlers, and NXT superstars can appear on each other's shows. And the NXT logo now has mysteriously appeared in the advertising for the TNA pay-per-view this weekend.
So what you're telling me is that the transfer portal has officially opened.
The transfer portal has opened.
Speaking of transfer portals.
You go ahead. You do the honors.
Hold on. Waiting for. There we go. Speaking of transfer portals, here he is. Mr. Burkhead's back.
Speaking of TNA, here comes Sean Burkhead.
Hey, let me talk to your manager in the spirit of Chelsea Green. Let me talk to your freaking manager. How dare you keep me off this podcast?
If you want to watch, if you want to hear more about Chelsea Green, you have to listen to the main show. We didn't get the interview.
We did not get the interview with Miss Green. However, it was a great interview.
Yep. Shout out to the boys, Jimmy, Donnie. You guys did a great job.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And more surprises to come.
Oh, big surprise to come. Burkhead,
big surprise. Big
Burkhead, you're definitely going to want to listen to that interview.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know if it's dropped who's coming on this week, but it's going to be great.
Huge news this week, but not huge news. We're just doing a little news, Sean. How come Corey Graves, dude, what happened with Corey Graves? Did he like lose his mind and get fired?
This is a crazy thing because if you follow his Twitter on Monday, he kind of posted a lengthy statement where he's going like, hey, you know, one of my dreams came to end. It wasn't my choice. That was his wrestling career. He moves over to commentary. And then he goes on to talk about how he's not as popular enough to have his own job, even though he's dang good at his own job. Then on Tuesday, he's promoting NXT. And he's going like, hey, I got a lot of things to say tonight. And the next we know, Fightful was reporting that he was at TSA down in Orlando heading out. So who knows? Yeah.
Greg, is Corey Graves gone?
No. I don't think so.
Did he talk himself into a mental vacation?
Maybe, but I mean, let's be honest, you know, McAfee is never there full time anyway. So it's only a matter of time before they reshuffle the deck again. So it sucks. I get that, but sometimes you just got to bite the bullet for a little bit. I'm not even sure I'm completely sold on the SmackDown commentators with Joe Tessitore and Wade Barrett. I'm not sure that I'm really enjoying Barrett and Tessitore together. I really think that Corey Graves would probably be a better fit on that show with Tessitore.
You know what? I'm going to have to agree with Greg. Oh my God. I'm going to have to agree with Greg, but that would have been my pairing for Friday Night SmackDown. And Barrett could go back to NXT, even though I love Wade Barrett. He's a great on commentary. He does a great job. Sorry, Wade. But so if somebody had to move, it'd be him.
Yeah. Or the other option is doing a 3-man booth, right, for SmackDown.
True. But do you remember that Corey kind of quietly got cleared to wrestle? So maybe this is going to be a Pat McAfee versus Corey Graves feud that somehow gets on that massive WrestleMania 2-night main event thing.
I doubt it. I really do. I don't know if you'll ever see him in a WWE ring again.
Boys, you're talking conspiracies. Let's do another conspiracy. Sean, we'll let you weigh in again first. Is WWE trying to sabotage AEW by having Saturday night's main event run against AEW's biggest show of the year? All In?
you know, if you wanted to try to be company number two, company number one's going to do everything in their power to stomp you out. So why wouldn't they run Saturday Night's Main Event on the night of your biggest show? It's just not that one coming.
Oh my gosh, is hell going to freeze over, Greg? Are you going to agree?
Is it Saturday Night's Main Event that they're running against us?
Yes.
Okay.
Live on NBC.
Oh. To me, this is a whole lot of nothing.
Yeah, because one of these things is an all-you-can-eat buffet of wrestling, and the other one is Saturday Night's Main Event, which is going to be a cool 2 hours with maybe three matches.
Well,
yeah, but it's more so like I have, unfortunately, or maybe correctly, depending on your point of view, and the one who wasn't as impressed with Saturday Night's Main Event, the first episode, in this reboot. So, I mean, in my mind, I'm not even sure that this is as big of a deal as some people are making it out to be, if I'm being frank.
Well, doesn't matter. And I thought you were going to tell me you stopped listening, you stopped watching AEW, but either way, okay, you can catch up on AEW.
Thanks, I legitimately Sean. Turned it on last night. I turned on HBO Max. I fired it up. I watched a minute and a half. I was like, yeah, no, I'm good. Like, legitimately, that's what I did last night. And I was like, nah, I think I'm good.
Sean, this is why you're doing God's work, listening, watching AEW every week.
Well, somebody has to do it. So, hey.
All right. Are we just going to continue with this and we'll just do a SmackDown review now?
Yeah, why not?
Sure. All right. Sean will just disappear at one point. He'll just be like, I'm done with you two idiots.
He might, but nah, I think he'll stay around. You probably want to know what episode this is, won't you?
Sure. And listen, I know where we are.
Do you? Because I don't know if I know. Oh, no, wait. They beat that over our heads with us. This is episode 1,326 of Friday Night SmackDown, live from
San Diego, California. That's why Rey Mysterio is out first, 619 chance. And shocking, guys, Rey Mysterio is going to join the Royal Rumble. Sean, do you know that everybody who's declared for the Royal Rumble is a former world champion?
You know what? Until you said that, I didn't think about it. But yes, correctly, every gentleman who has entered this Royal Rumble so far has been a former world champion. So allow me, I am officially entering myself into the WWE Men's Royal Rumble 2025.
I'm just like Sami Zayn. Last time I checked, you don't have and won a world title, so you don't qualify.
So as we were watching this promo, my wife was sat with me on the couch and she looked at me and she's like, okay, I gotta ask, is it always this guy portraying Rey Mysterio, or is it like other guys that they're swapping out? And I'm like, no, he's been around that long. So I googled it. How old? Let's play this game. How old is Rey Mysterio? Brad, closest without going over. Price is Right rules. Brad and Sean.
49.
Okay.
56.
Oh. Sean, you did go over, but Brad, you were even closer. It's 50. He's right on 50. Yeah.
Dang, damn it. My other guess was 54, so I've been over either way. So
yeah. I cannot believe that he is that old. And it's crazy to think it's almost 20 years since he won the Royal Rumble. Yeah, it's like it's 2006, 20 years ago. A lifetime ago. And like back then, Kevin Owens was an angry teenager like us. And he comes out, cuts off Rey Mysterio. He tries to be respectful, but then as soon as he talks about Kevin Owens not being the rightful champion, they snap, hands get thrown, and this is going to lead somewhere. Sean, what's wrong with Kevin Owens?
Is there really anything wrong with Kevin Owens? Isn't he just right about things? Is this everybody else is wrong about their perception of one Cody Rhodes, and now Cody's infecting everybody around him?
Greg, are we in a fever dream? I think Sean just cut a promo on Cody Rhodes.
I don't even know what to say. I don't know.
Greg doesn't want to talk very much because then we get through the review quicker.
That's fair.
Naomi and Bianca in the back. They are talking about what happened with Jade.
I was going to say, there was one thing that I should have said on this, and this is our beginning of, in my mind, three or four different Eddie Guerrero related references through the night.
Yeah, lots of Eddie tonight. Except there was no lie, cheating, steal with these two. So we still don't know what happened to Jade, and apparently we're going to wrap the braid up into a thing. Sean,
you would swear if this was another company, they would have already broken out the security camera footage and released it to the world. But WWE apparently doesn't play that game.
Well, maybe the camera was broken. Maybe they tried it and they just don't have the footage.
It's WWE will release footage from parking lots, but apparently not this one. This is a loading bay, so it's different, I guess.
Yeah, so Rey Mysterio is also talking to Nick Aldis. Cody walks in, he would have helped him, but he was getting cleared, and now he is cleared. So Rey's going to get a match with Kevin Owens. This is what we're doing tonight, by the way. Lots of these backstage segments instead of recaps.
I'm not opposed to that.
I was going to ask you, which one you prefer more? Do you want this or you want last week where we had like an hour of freaking recaps?
Literally an hour of recaps. Greg was Greg was letting me know when he watched it later this week.
I legitimately followed Brad's plan. I didn't start the show until like 9:50 tonight and watched on Netflix. Didn't have commercials because I was catching up to live. So that was great. I think I fast forwarded like two little things in the show and I finished like 4 minutes late, 5 minutes late.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Not perfect. This first match, Nia Jax and Candice LeRae versus Naomi and Bianca. Story of this match is that Nia's mad because she lost her title. This match, there was some really good stuff in here, but this match was long. Am I losing it? Like, was this match just like it felt like a match that should have been one segment shorter, right, Sean?
I agree with you. I feel like this match should have been like at that 9:30 spot during this 3-hour show. I don't know why in the hell they thought this would be the match I wanted to start with here.
So this is one of those ones, you're absolutely right. This is what we're deeming the 3-hour match, right? Like the 3-hour SmackDown match, because we've got to extend it more segments in order to make the show fit the 3 hours. All right, we're going to play that game again, boys. Closest without going over, how long was this match?
Go ahead, John. You get to go first this time.
18 minutes.
Okay.
I'm going to say 23 minutes.
Well, according to our friends at Wrestling Observer, 10 minutes, 35 seconds.
Are you kidding me?
I kid you not.
Holy cow. So this match, I mean, we got Bianca selling for like, I'd swear, at least 15 minutes. Hot tag event. And basically Bianca did all the selling and Naomi comes in and hits a Baba Bomb for the win after poor Candice got squished by Naomi, which would have worked really well for Sean's joke later, but there was somebody else who was squished later too. This match. All right. So we're apparently none of us like this match. And oh, by the way, just for the shits and giggles, NXT this week, Naomi and Bianca are going to defend the titles against Jack Lash Legend and Jakara Jackson. Is anybody watching this? Because I know somebody that it is.
I was going to say that's half of the Facebook four, right?
Half of the metaphor, yes.
Yeah.
Steve, thank you for watching this week. I will also be watching this match. I will watch. I love when NXT goes on the road. Sean, it's in Atlanta. Is that far? Is that too close or too far?
Well, if I had the wins, if I wasn't going to AEW Dynamite in Knoxville the day after NXT in Atlanta, I may have made a 3-hour trip down there, but I already got plans this week, so I can't go to Atlanta, but I'm hoping they take the titles off of Bianca and Naomi, even though I know that's not going to happen, but I really want to see these titles move off them.
Are you legitimately only 3 hours from Atlanta?
Yes. 3 hours away from Atlanta. Yes.
Christ, when I got stuck there in July, I should have drove up. I had nothing to do for 2 days.
No, you shouldn't. No.
not to see you. I wanted to go see the good mayor.
Oh, well, beep him and beep you.
Okay, so Bailey talks in the back. She talks when she's walking to the arena before the show starts. She really wants to be the champion. She felt that her thing was cut short. Great little segment. Also, I great little
segment. Actually, this was great.
And it led right into another great segment. Canada's own Chelsea Green, dressed up in her American finest. Matt Cardona is a lucky, lucky man. I love this segment where you had, it took me a second. I had to Google, who is this? And then Sean was obviously watching ahead of us and we were catching up. And he's like, his joke made me go, oh yeah, that's BFAB. I forgot who that was.
Yeah.
BFAB and Meechan, guys, they're becoming pals. And Piper walks in the room. She knows it's safe. There's no threats in this room. Ouch.
That was the line. I'm loving Secret Service Piper Niven. It's hysterical to me.
Hey, no lies detected here. No lies detected here.
Anyways, BFAB doesn't like that joke, so she gets in Piper's face and Chelsea says, take care of this problem. Great. This sets up a fine little match. And it gets BFAB some reps, although...
Oh, wait, hold on. We don't do that match yet.
Oh, no. It gets her some reps. I'm not getting there yet. I'm just saying, right. I'm glad she did. I was going to make a joke about her. She should still be on Level Up, especially now. She should definitely be appearing regularly on Level Up.
All agreed.
Right. The joke there, Greg, is that Level Up got canceled.
The joke there is what? Level Up?
Got canceled.
Did it?
Yes. That's why it's funny if BFAB was on Level Up.
Okay.
So, Jay.
I'm struggling with that because I thought I saw something earlier about tapings for tonight. Oh, it's Speed. Okay, never mind.
Yeah, they tape Speed, and also they're replacing it with whatever reality show they're doing. So that's what they're taping for NXT. So Jay cut a promo, but it's actually Jimmy. Jimmy cuts a promo. He needs a catchphrase because he looks like a sad, like Timu version of Jey Uso right now.
Yeah. For Big Jim. Yeah.
Big Jim. And then Big Jim gets called out by Carmelo because he's in the shadow of Jey, who's in the shadow of Roman. Sean, that was the line of the night.
Yeah. Coming from the biggest geek on the planet.
You ain't lying. I like how the commentators during this match try to put over Melo because we have Melo versus Jey.
We're going to play our game.
Okay. Go ahead.
All right. Closest without going over. Brad, your turn to go first. How long was this match?
Oh, this was like 8 minutes.
Okay. Sean, how long was this match?
9 minutes, 30 seconds.
Sean, you are closest. It was 11 minutes, 53 seconds.
Wow. So this wasn't a bad match. There was a lot of super kicks. I mean, these guys have great chemistry. Melo has the Dolph Ziggler effect. The guy can hit a lot of things, but he also gets hit. His pop-up Samoan was really great. The time where he caught him with the first 48, the code breaker off the top ropes, he caught Jimmy coming down. That was great too. But this match didn't matter because Tama Tonga and Tonga Loa were coming out to squish these geeks.
Yeah.
Sean, did you like when Melo got up and he was like, hey guys, this is great. Way to beat up Jimmy. And then he just gets dropped like the biggest geek of all.
This match was like, whose line is it anyway? The points are made up, but like the match doesn't matter because all you're doing here is to build to the end.
You know, I was going to make a joke about, oh, hey, look, this is how Carmelo gets his eighth win on SmackDown. Oh, never mind. No contest.
Eighth win. You're being generous. I don't think he's gotten eight wins in his entire time on SmackDown. Number one draft pick, by the way. That was the funniest because Greg, I used Greg's hatred of Carmelo to mess up those trivia questions. So this leads to Solo coming out. And when Solo tries to talk, he gets booed. And finally, he just snaps, boys, and he leaves. And this makes our boy Jacob Fatu cut a promo. He's saying, talking about how this is going to make him crazy. He doesn't care if he gets cheered or booed. And then what in the dumb move of the night, Sean, what's wrong with LA Knight? Why would he come out and attack these two on one?
Okay. It's not dumb babyface. It's half dumb babyface because he did slide in from the back but he just didn't have a partner. He decided to go 2-on-1, but at least he did a little foresight and come in from behind and jumped him. So half dumb move here.
So coming in from behind, you think is an important way to, keep a relationship going, or.
Right. I don't know what show you're watching. We're watching professional wrestling here. And I'm just talking about how a babyface who's been beat down week after week is trying to get some payback on the heels.
He didn't use a steel chair for that either, by the way, which would have also helped. Don't worry. Braun Strowman comes down.
It's important to have protection. That's all you're trying to say, right?
It would have been how nice if he had some protection. Yeah. Point being, is Braun Strowman comes down. We get a face off. This match isn't going to happen until Saturday night's main event. But boy, oh boy, Braun Strowman, Jacob Fatu.
Should be a nice first victory for Jacob Fatu.
Yeah, and I'm very curious what they're doing with Solo, because not having him talk, boy, did that add a little bit of what's going on.
I actually am eagerly looking forward to Braun Strowman and Jacob Fatu. I think that is going to be, I would hold off on that a little bit if you could. That might be a fun match to do, you know, in a cell or something like that, just to watch the two of them go crazy.
Can't wait. Santos Escobar, can't wait for his boys to get in on a match.
Okay, is it just me, or does Santos Escobar look like, I don't know, like a really poor 80s manager or something right now? Like, he's giving me these vibes of like, I don't know what it is, but it's, the look is just not right for me right now.
Latino Bobby Brain Heaton.
He's like a generic Alejandro Estrada from WWE ECW.
You're right. That's the vibe he's given. By the way, clean up on Brad, on Isle Brad. Street Profits are hurt. That's why they weren't involved in this. Who's going to be the best tag team of all time?
Yeah. How long are these guys going to be hurt?
They legitimately got hurt one after the other on a pair of house shows.
Did they?
Yeah. They're both actually hurt.
Oh.
So how long are they going to be hurt? I hope not too long, because I BFAB needs to be a manager again, not a wrestler.
We'll get back to that. Don't worry.
Meanwhile, we have a really good tag team match in the middle here. Motor City Machine Guns.
Before we start, City Machine Guns and Los Garzas, Angel and Berto. All right, Sean, you won last time, so I'll let you start first. How long did this match go?
11 minutes, 45 seconds.
Okay. Brad, how long did this match go?
11 minutes, 46 seconds.
Oh, Brad. Brad betting the $1 type thing practically here. It's 11 minutes, 57 seconds. Brad with the win.
Listen, you got to do that $1 every once in a while. I knew it was right around 12 minutes because we had fluid moonsaults. We had all kinds of great stuff. I was very impressed with both these tag teams. I was impressed to the dives to the outside. The only thing that I didn't like about this match was pretty deadly coming in the end and sort of interfering, but not really. And basically it's like they interfered long enough for them to get reset. And then we get Skull and Bones anyways.
I actually really liked the pretty deadly interference here.
Okay. Why, Greg?
Because it's furthering that storyline. It's giving a reason for Apollo Crews to show up tonight to make fun of them again, which we'll get to in a few minutes. I thought it was a creative way to add it. I also liked how they screwed up the interference part with trying to get the referee to turn around and couldn't get the referee to turn around to count the pin. So I actually enjoyed the comedy of errors that you get from Pretty Deadly here tonight.
Perfect. Sean, you can be the tiebreaker. Pretty deadly and interference to the end. Yes or no?
Now I'm torn because Greg made an argument and now I'm thinking about it and it does sound right. Like that WWE are playing Pretty Deadly like two blummy idiots and they're playing the characters very well. They're very well playing these characters. But finally, after weeks, Garzas, they were acting like hills. We knew what they were. I'm like going, okay, fine. They're hills now. Thank God. And like you, Brad, said, it was a great match until the end.
Okay. So, Sean, I'll start with you this time. Are you ready for DIY versus Motor City Machine Guns again?
Where did I give somebody some money? I want to see this. Where did I give somebody some money?
Greg?
No. And I'll tell you why. Not yet.
Okay. All right. We're going to get to that in a second. DIY versus more shitty will become, but it's not next week. So Cody so there's an amendment to be made to Cody and Kevin Owens' contract. Cody won't sign because Kevin Owens hasn't signed yet. Fine. Right. Chelsea Green is out to the ring in her amazing outfit. Piper Niven versus B-Fab. Sean, this match was basically B-Fab taking advantage of Piper until Piper finally gets her hands on her after a distraction. And then you had the line of the night to describe when Piper got her hands on her.
Okay, so the finish, it's basically Piper Niven smell a drop. So B-Fab became B-flat.
Ba-dum-bump. Greg?
All right. So I'm going to ask again. Brad, you're going first. How long was this match?
2 minutes and 53 seconds.
Okay. Sean?
4 minutes, 37 seconds.
Well, you both went over on this one.
Whoa.
Yeah, you did. But the close. So Brad.
No. He wouldn't. We both busted. It's that
we're going to bust on this. OK, yeah. It's 2 minutes, 18 seconds.
Wow.
Yeah, this was literally a squash.
Good for them. And then, of course, Meechan comes in at the end and beats people away with a stick. And the reason we did the Sean Burkhead leaving shtick was the Bob Uecker one. So God bless Bob Uecker. Rest in peace. You know, he did a lot of
watch a major league now.
Oh, you're not the only one.
Yeah. That may have to go on at some point soon.
This was the only recap I noticed in the recap one. Tiffy on top.
Yes. Yes, we got to see Tiffy on top a lot tonight, actually. Mommy on top, I don't know. It's Tiffy on top now, boys.
John, any comments before we move on to Rey Mysterio?
I'm not going to touch that with a 10-foot freaking pole. No. Let's go on here for a second.
Wait, nope. You don't want to rewrite Tiff story?
That was the best part about this promo, was her working in her Tiff funds.
I just want to see how many, from this point forward, what new Tiff punch is going to give us a week.
Okay, for the record, if He Who Should Not Be Named was still in charge, her name would no longer be Tiffany Stratton. She'd be Tiffy Time.
No, Brad. It'd be seven L's. It would start with the letter J, and that's as far as I'm going to go with that joke.
Oh, Victoria is ringside. Does that mean Victoria can finally be put into the Hall of Fame?
I hope so. I mean, she deserves it. I mean, like, if we're looking around for a lady who is a great professional wrestler during that time period of the Divas transitioning over from the Divas into more of in-ring action, this lady is bona fide a Hall of Famer.
Wouldn't add anything, Greg, or are we just going to go on to Rey Mysterio versus Kevin Owens?
We're just going to go on to the semi-main here.
This match was so much fun because of the crowd. Right, early on,
before you start.
Of course. We're going to play our game.
All right, Brad, you won the last one. I mean, we busted the last one, the one before that you won. So I'll let you go first. Kevin Owens versus Rey Mysterio. What's
17 minutes, 14 seconds.
17:14. Okay. Sean?
17:59.
Oh, you both bust again.
What?
Yeah. 15:33.
Wait. Wow. Do we count Cody coming down after the match as part of the match?
I don't know. No. I didn't time it myself. I told you.
He's just going with the times.
I gave credit off the top. These are the times from Wrestling Observer right now because I don't have them on Cage Match yet.
Okay, so we have the Pero chants from the crowd at Kevin Owens. Rey Mysterio eventually gets on some offense on the outside. He hits a Rana to the outside and the splash. This is where we're getting picture in picture. So Sean said in the States they had picture in picture. Up here we have the commentary go down and then we get the Netflix bonus, which is what you have to call this.
Yeah. And this match has our I know we'll get to it in a little bit. Our third, in my mind, Eddie Guerrero reference. I forgot to mention the second.
What was the second, Greg?
The second one, in my mind, wasn't necessarily Eddie, but when we had the Los Garza's match versus the Motor City Machine Guns, both of them looked like they had a cougar attack. So in my mind, I'm going to claim Vicky as part of this with their marks on their chests. And I think that that's our second Eddie Guerrero related thing for the night. But we definitely got an Eddie spot in this one, too.
This match was two veterans putting on a clinic, taking time. And then they, as the match built up, you got incredible things, including one of the best stunners I've ever seen with Ray popping like he's Scott Hall, just a full foot up in the air. The end of this was great, though, because Kevin Owens accidentally hit the ref into the ropes, knocking Rey Mysterio down after his 619 when he's supposed to do the splash. And Kevin Owens hits him with the pop-up powerbomb for the win. Kevin Owens wins, and then all hell breaks loose, guys, because he's going to try and kill Rey Mysterio with the world's most dangerous move, the package pile driver. But Cody Rhodes comes down, and there's a Pier 6 brawl. Boy, oh boy, guys. Sean, what's wrong? Why is Cody so upset about this pile driver?
My thing is, dude, you said you were miraculously cleared about 2 hours ago or so. Why didn't you come down to save Rey Mysterio the first freaking time?
Hey, Greg, how come his wife didn't help him? She's actually way taller than him.
Who, Rey Mysterio's wife or Cody's wife?
Rey's wife. She was sitting front row.
Had to keep Aaliyah at bay there. God knows what she's going to get into.
And if she gets in the wrestling, she'll turn on her family just like the other kid.
Right?
Yep. Okay, so this is going to lead to a Saturday night's main event contract signing with Shawn Michaels, where they're going to sign some sort of special stipulation. Guys, besides surrendering the belts, what is the stip?
Loser goes to Raw.
Ooh. Greg?
Ooh. Loser goes to TNA.
They just signed the contract. Oh, that would be funny. Plus Braun Strowman and Jacob Fatu, as we alluded to earlier. And that's Saturday night's main event. Plus we're going to get Gunther is going to defend his title against Jimmy Uso.
Yeah.
And by
what's defend that next week.
Yeah. It's next Saturday.
Oh, fair enough.
So back-to-back Saturdays with extra wrestling content. One is the Royal Rumble. One is Saturday night's main event. One will be 2 hours. One will be God knows how long.
It won't be, 18 hours like we've seen some companies' pay-per-views.
Or I was thinking about this tonight as we're starting after midnight. This reminds me of watching old WrestleManias where the show just went on and on and on. Oh, and on some more.
But then we got the big news of the night.
Which is what, Greg?
We got the Charlotte Flair vignette.
Oh, that was coming up. First, we have LA Knight versus Tama Tonga, because Jacob Fatu and Braun Strowman, Saturday night's main event. We get...
Well, nope. I'm sorry, guys. I'm washing my hair next week. I will not be on the show next week.
But we are going to get Motor City Machine Guns and Pretty Deadly, Greg.
We are.
Then we'll get to Charlotte in a second, Greg. I'm very excited about, though. Pretty Deadly gets yelled at by Tommaso Ciampa. And then Johnny Gargano is like, hey, man, he's just trying to motivate you. Like, you guys can do this. And then Apollo Crews' new gimmick comes in, which is, I'm going to tell you the thing that the internet fans are talking about. You're getting played. And this time, Johnny Gargano is like what wrestlers want to do to nerds like us on the internet. He comes running in and just beats everybody down.
Yeah, is that though what you expect from Johnny Gargano? Like Ciampa, yes. Like you can see Ciampa doing that. Not Johnny.
Yeah, Johnny's a nice guy, Sean. Why is he doing this to us? Why is he breaking our hearts?
I don't know, but if for some odd reason Apollo Crews was still in that diner somewhere, he would have saw that coming.
Yep, he definitely would have saw. Oh my gosh, Sean just tied in his NXT future psychic thing. That's hilarious. Okay, main event is Bayley versus Tiffy. Roxanne Perez from NXT, who Bayley got into a scuffle with on Tuesday, is here. And this is where we get the Charlotte promo. Sean, you need to tell Greg what you were telling me about your predictions for where we're going with this.
Okay, so write this in stone. This is going to happen. It's generational talent versus generational talent for the WWE Women's Championship as Charlotte Flair versus Tiffany Stratton at WrestleMania.
After she wins the Rumble?
Okay. This is where I ask Sean whether or not pot is legal in the state of Tennessee, because if it's not, I don't know where you're getting it, but obviously you're smoking it, because there's no way in hell it's going to be Tiffy and Charlotte at WrestleMania.
Come on, it writes itself. It's great. This is the greatest idea I ever came up with.
It's, if that's the greatest idea you've ever came up with, then I feel sorry for you, dude.
Title number 15, Greg. Title number 15 for Charlotte.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's going to go that way. I really don't.
Okay, fine, Greg. Who else on the SmackDown roster are you putting with Tiffany at WrestleMania?
I don't know. I don't know what it's going to look like. I honestly, for the women's roster right now, I don't know what they're going to do with it. If I'm being 100% honest here, Sean.
Okay, fine. We can do this. We can do a four-way. We can have Roxanne Perez, Tiffany Stratton, Charlotte Flair, and Bayley.
I could 100% see something like that happening.
And Becky's in somewhere. She's got to be in somewhere.
She's going to be on Raw. That's the other show. We don't care about that.
The problem, I think, for Tiffy and Charlotte at WrestleMania is physically they look very similar, and I don't think that's going to look great on TV in the WrestleMania main event. That's why I
did. Whoa. I didn't say WrestleMania main event. I said WrestleMania day one or day two. I didn't say the main event.
Well, it's the women's championship. Of course it's going to be. And you saw the air quotes main event, because Kevin Owens told us tonight that he was in the main event of WrestleMania when he won the tag team champs. And he was in the main event when he took on Stone Cold.
Technically in both those, they were the last match on the first night.
I'm just saying main event is a loose term here. I mean, if one of the Usos could be a main event when they really aren't, then I mean, what are we doing here?
I'll tell you what we're doing, boys. We're good. We're main event. We're going to the main event, which is Tiffany versus Bayley.
Okay. And one last chance to play our game, Brad.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. Tiffany versus Bayley. How long did this match go? Sean, I'm going to let you go first.
It doesn't matter. It went Tiffy time.
It went Tiffy time. Okay.
22-26.
All right. Well, I'm going to take Tiffy time as the winner here with the answer. It actually is 20 minutes and 3 seconds.
Wow. Tiffy time.
And honestly, towards the end, it was feeling every minute of the 20 minutes and 3 seconds here.
I was afraid they were going to bump up to the top of the hour because there was some, I mean,
I was afraid that we were going to bump out of wardrobe at a couple of points in this one.
Ooh, yeah. Tiffy was working over Bayley's arm, and there was a few times where she used like the ring apron and dropped her onto things. The Swanton bomb and the power bomb was one of the high spots. Bayley, for some reason, got in Roxanne Perez's face, which didn't actually play into this match.
Yeah, I guess they had an interaction on NXT this week. Kind of thought that that's what we were going to see. Here's another smosh finish with Roxanne Perez jumping the ring and taking it Bayley.
I just wanted her to like get up on the apron, but it doesn't matter. It's fine. Tiffy got a clean win after the cartwheel-ish thing into the Alabama Slam and the prettiest moonsault ever.
Yeah, it seemed like, I don't know, she struggled to get the cartwheel part in or something there. It wasn't as clean as we've seen her do that. So I don't know if something just kind of went off there towards the end, but I love her with that Alabama slam into the prettiest moonsault ever.
Yeah, Sean, this was a good match. Yes, no, maybe so.
I enjoy it. Now, granted, I do agree with Greg a little bit because there's moments where they kind of get out of phase with each other. Then they get back in phase and the match was fine. And like you said, Brad, I was thinking, oh, hey, Russell Pierce there. We're going to see this. We're not going to see a clean finish here because we already saw Rey Mysterio lose. They literally sent California fans home with both their home in-state people losing matches.
Yeah. On the other hand, Tiffy's over like Grover, right, Greg?
Oh, 100%. This was, I hate to say it, but this was a 15-minute match and a 20-minute match time slot, right? Like, there was some stuff in here that they could have scaled back on that would have cleaned this up a little bit or at least made it a little bit easier on both of them. I don't know. This may be the longest match of Tiffany Stratton's career up to this point. I know it'll take time. I know Tiffany overall has not, obviously wrestled the amount of matches that someone like a Bayley has. And she will 100%, as she continues to grow in her career, will, clean up and I'm not saying this because I've wrestled, any match, to be frank. Tiffy is what, 26 at this point, right? I mean, when you have a guy in the ring earlier today, he was literally 50 and pulling off a match like he does. Can you imagine what Tiffy would look like, or the stuff she'll be able to do as she grows in her career and is there, is able to kind of get more experience under her belt. We're just not even scratching the surface with this girl yet.
It's scary that she's only been in professional wrestling for just a little bit. Underneath 3 years, and she's this good already. And like you said, only imagine how she's going to be 3 years from now.
Yeah, 100%. And speaking of going long, boys, we're getting close to the top of the hour, so it's time for the synopsis.
This is your SmackDown synopsis.
And your synopsis tonight is brought to you by the Raw Dogs, Eric B and Randy C. Randy, our top banana, Eric, our lover of roast beef. They are here every Monday covering Raw so that I don't have to. Although, Greg, at this point, I wish we had this seemed a way better deal when it was a 2-hour show.
You're telling me. Come on, man.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. I am going to be a neutral third party, unless you two can't agree, in which case I'll cast the deciding vote. Okay. We're going to go back through the show and you guys can come to a consensus whether we're going to keep, cut, or superstar any of these activities. So what are we doing with Rey Mysterio, Kevin Owens off the top? I'll start with Sean.
Keep it.
Greg?
Yeah, we'll keep that. I'll agree.
Perfect. What are we doing with Naomi and Bianca backstage in the Who Shot Jade? Greg?
We're going to cut.
Sean? Like I said last week, cut it out.
I forgot to sign for the first one. So Nia Jax and Candice LeRae versus Naomi and Bianca. What do you want to do with this? Sean, your turn.
WWE.com exclusive.
.com exclusive. I could not agree with you more, Sean. The more .com exclusive this could be, the better.
I think this was very...
Yeah.
You guys are right. It's just, I can't believe it. You two are agreeing. Bayley talks in the back, getting ready for her her match. She does her walk and talk with
Byron. We're keeping it.
100%.
Wow.
This rebel heart.
Piper and Chelsea in the back with B-Fab and Meechan. Sean?
Okay, we're keeping it just because it was funny because you had Chelsea and Piper. And that's the only reason we're keeping it.
We are keeping it, but I am fearful for Monday because after the inauguration is over, I'm fearful that we're going to have like a Chelsea Green tariff put on us here in Canada. So I'm a little worried.
Yeah, she's ours. We're keeping her. This one, oh boy. Uso versus Carmelo.
Boy, fire up that WWE.com exclusive, please, and thank you.
I'm going to disagree with Sean. I think that we're actually going to keep this.
Okay, so I'm going to meet you two in the middle, and I'm going to say it just was a little long. It's fine.
Fair.
Okay, Solo Sikoa promo thing with Jacob Fatu in the face-off.
Superstar, it's down to this. Let's see Jacob Fatu do his promo. Thank you.
Yep, that's I would agree. I think that we could cut a bunch of this.
Let's go into the Garzas versus Motor City Machine Gun. What do you want to do with this tag match, Greg?
I think I would agree. I think that this could be cut down a little bit, but I'm okay with that.
Sean?
We're keeping it and we're getting rid of the pretty deadly interference at the end.
Oh, that I don't agree
with. I'm with Sean on this one. Sorry.
Acknowledge me.
Cut the best part of it. All right, fine.
What are we going to do with, okay, Nick Aldis, Cody Rhodes, I'm putting all that stuff together, all those interactions with Kevin, Nick, all of them going back and forth trying to get something signed. What do we want to do? Start with Sean this time.
Can we just condense it into one superstar special before we see all of it so we can get the information we need?
I was waiting for Brad to respond to that. Sure. I think that they all tie together, so you kind of need them all.
Yeah, it's very...
Yeah.
Like, it was filler. It was just that we didn't have to watch recap, so that's the only reason we're keeping this stuff. What are we doing with BFAB and Piper? It was very short. Greg, you get to go first this time.
I was going
to
say, you got to keep this because you can't cut it because there's nothing really here to cut.
You know, okay, so we're going to improve it. We're going to have Chelsea come down to Lainey Kravitz, American Woman. That's how we improve this.
Yeah, that's definitely. Yeah, that could be her theme song. I love that. That's a great idea. And let her keep the title till WrestleMania and have Lainey Kravitz play her to the ring.
Oh, that would be fun.
Yeah, guys, we just booked the best segment of WrestleMania. She's going to have a match. She just comes out.
We are Chelsea Green's favorite podcast now.
Yeah.
And no one had a chance to call her motherfucking green either.
Oh, boy.
I really miss her old podcast.
Okay, guys, so we have finished up. We got all the way to the end, and now we're down to Rey Mysterio and Kevin and no, we got two matches. Rey Mysterio and Kevin Owens first. What do we want to do?
Well, we're going to 100% keep the Tiffany Stratton backstage segment with some Tiff history.
Yes, sure. But what do you guys want to do with the Rey and Kevin Owens?
And we're keeping this. We're going to get some popcorn. We're going to watch this again.
Agreed. Yeah, agreed. So let's keep this rolling. What do you want to... I totally forgot this was here. Pretty Deadly and Tommaso Ciampa.
I think we cut the beat down, but we keep the Apollo Crews part because the poor man needs a check.
Yeah, you know what? I'm agreeing with Greg. We'll keep Apollo void one more week.
Poor Apollo Crews. I'm going to miss him someday, but right now.
And we the boy.
Okay, guys, we're going to finish up. Well, we're going to keep the Charlotte Flair because she's coming back. And it's Tiffy time. What do you guys want to do with this main event? Bailey Tiffy.
Sean.
I mean, she's a generational talent. Maybe my future ex-wife for keeping the sucker.
I was going to say, Brad, hit that sound effect.
It's Tiffy time.
Yeah, gosh, this was great. Like, overall, Greg... This is why Sean stayed up to talk to us, because this was a show we're talking about.
Yeah, I like the formula. I like the lack of the recaps in this. So I also like watching it on Netflix and not having the commercials if I start it late enough. And yeah, no, this is 100% the way to go. But for the love of God, if you do a 3-hour one in the future, start it at 7 Eastern, please, please.
Oh, come on, you crybabies. It's just one more hour.
It's 1 o'clock in the morning, Sean.
It's 1:08 Atlantic time.
And you get to talk to me. What else could you want on a Friday night, Saturday morning?
You managed to ruin two different days now. Having to talk to you Friday and Saturday.
Oh, that's it. That's the end of the show. Thank you for joining us. You can follow us on our socials. Sean, plug your stuff before Greg roasts you again.
Well, if you want to listen to Greg's favorite AEW podcast, come over to All Elite Radio. And for this next weekend, you're going to have a live correspondent because AEW Dynamite is in Knoxville, Tennessee, the greatest city in the world. And I will be there at AEW Live in living color.
Wow, that's going to be quite the show. And Sean, I'm glad you're going. It'll be lots of fun. Are they taping anything besides Dynamite?
We'll also get ROH. So if you have Honor Club, you get to see the stunning one twice.
I hope you have a sign.
I just hope you don't end up paying $35 Canadian for each beer like we did when we went to AEW.
See, that's a good thing about not drinking. I don't have to worry about that $35.
Myself and Brad in Boston, we're drinking Sam Adams, Summer Harvest or Summer
something.
What's that called?
I don't know. This show's just gone too long. All right. Good night, everybody. And check out everything here on the Hub. Lots of stuff, including the NXT podcast. You can catch up with Ringside 5. We also have Storytime with Jimmy. You have the main show. You have the Raw Dogs. You have new shows coming all the time, including occasionally you'll just see live audio wrestling come up and talk about MMA and boxing. So,
and a huge interview this week.
Huge. All right. And that's all we're doing. We're teasing. Good night.
Right.
Hey, security, let me go. Let me go, security.